Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Now, very few people write as wide of casting the net in the same places that I think about. That's the attraction here. Joining me now, he's primarily known to me as the gun writer. But everybody else just calls him Lee Williams. Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, Bill. How you doing? It's a pleasure to be back with you.
You just coming off the GRPC?
Yeah, I've got that buzz still going, man.
That's
always a great time and just an incredible grassroots event.
I've never been to one of those. Was this one a virtual one?
Yeah, this is our second virtual one.
What do you think about virtual events?
I like a hybrid. You know, you can reach so many more people when you go virtual than you can when it's live. But there's just something about being there and, you know, rubbing shoulders with Alan, Masad Ayoub, Tom Gresham, everybody else that comes in who's on the various boards and seeing the people and talking to a room full of people rather than recording an 11-minute video in my office. Is a lot more fun, but more people get to see it. So I would say once this COVID crap is finally revealed for the crap that it is, I think we're going to go to a hybrid, you know, live and in person, but streamed out on a bunch of different websites too.
So when you measure these things as based upon, is it successful, is it not? Was this year's successful?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they grow every year. I'm not sure the current numbers. I'll probably get access to that in a day or two. But every single year they've grown. And the virtual ones, compared to the people that, you know, the live events, are much, much larger. I mean, thousands and thousands of people, which is cool. I just miss the room full of people. I miss talking to members. I miss talking to folks live. But I guess that's what it is right now. Until this crap goes away.
Well, it's never going to go away. I'm waiting to see how SHOT Show proceeds. I caught it at SHOT Show. I'm not afraid to go back to SHOT Show. I don't mind being at SHOT Show without a mask. I probably won't go if I have to wear a mask. I'm just waiting to see how that goes. Although, one thing that I have heard is that you have to show proof of immunization if you are in Vegas right now. All of the Las Vegas Raiders games, they're having to show proof of immunization to get into the stadium. So,
oh, my God.
Yeah. So I'm waiting to see how that works out because I know there's some people that are just not going to get immunized. I got immunized because I'm old and I've been in the military where they pop you with a shot every time you're turning around. I mean, my system is so hardened against anything they might stick in me. And when I had the open heart surgery, They were putting, I mean, like, at one point, they were, like, pointing to this. They were like, see this drug right here? And I was like, yeah, what's that? They were like, that's what killed Michael Jackson.
Oh, God.
So I was like, ah, and that's in me now. They said, yep, right in your neck. So, yeah, I, you know, with my system is plenty okay good. So it took it. I had no side effects. So I both had it. And I've had the immunization. So if they want to see mine, okay, fine. But I don't know what that would do to the size of the event if they did that.
And, you know, everybody gets sick at SHOT Show. Everyone had been.
Yeah, the crud.
With the crud, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's kind of all except that.
That's what I thought it was when I caught COVID. I thought, wow, the crud is bad this year. It's horrible. I think it's going to kill me, but it didn't, and it wasn't the crud. But because I, you know, there's for people that don't know, when you go to SHOT Show, you should like take the month before SHOT Show and take all of that airborne stuff and take all of your vitamins and everything else and really build up that immune system, and maybe you'll come. But you know what I'm going to do to keep from catching anything else this time around? I bought a Ford 2021 F-Ford 150 that had semiconductors in it. And that's my new private plane. I'm going to drive.
Oh, that's a great idea.
I'm going to drive. I'm going to find out where I can catch James Yeager, because he drives everywhere he goes.
Yeah.
So he'll be coming from Tennessee, and I'll be coming from South Carolina. So I'm going to try to jump out there and get on his six. Let him give me a little air, you know, break my air and give me some good gas miles, and just follow him right in.
Well, they have to have it. There's no way you can have a virtual shot. No way in hell.
No.
It's the big event. It's the big event of our year. So I pray to God we have it, and I don't see NSSF shutting it down. It's going to be a question of what Vegas will do and won't do, and whether or not their restrictions will be palatable to NSSF members.
It has sort of killed the innovation of bringing out new guns, not having SHOT Show,
yeah,
hasn't it?
Yeah, and how many times have you seen new products at SHOT and gone, God, why didn't I think of that?
Well, I mean, right now, in 2020... they had, what is that, the Luwago Razor or Laser or whatever that is? The really low bore axis crazy $5,000 striker fired gun?
Yeah.
Still in pre-order status.
And I'm seeing sights that I want to get my hands on and lights and all kinds of kit. But
Pelican cases. Bags, yeah. You know, all the stuff. And, I mean, that's when SHOT Show brings it out. SHOT Show, for those of you who've never been, is a party. The real wheeling and dealing comes after SHOT Show closes. Everybody else is just walking around looking pretty. Then SHOT Show closes down at night at, what, 5:30 or 6? And then, oh, my. The bars are just down the hallway. When we come back, we're about to head into the next break, and you know, you wrote this article that you put together from the Second Amendment Foundation's Investigative Journalism Project, where Chipman, or as I call him, Darren Number Three, I guess now he's vowing to stop the gun lobby. And I want you to tell me how that's going to happen in the next segment. For those of you that don't know Lee, you probably have seen Lee's stuff. You just don't know what you're looking at when you see it. So I'm going to get Lee to explain to you how many different hats he wears. He does this every day. He's just changing hats constantly. So please, let's start with the Gun Writer. Tell everybody how to find you.
Sure. They can go to thegunwriter.substack.com or armedamericannews.com. Both of those carry all my stories.
In addition to that, you are the director of the Second Amendment Foundation's Investigative Journalism Project.
That is correct, and I think if they'll still have me, I'm on the board of Florida Carry, one of the fastest growing gun groups, state gun groups in the country.
Well, they should still want to have you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. We're talking to the gun rider, and this is, in fact, Lee Williams. And Darren number three, the uncredited Darren, he's out there making a lot of noise. He's like Beto O'Rourke with bigger ears. Are they closer? Anyway. What is this guy's plan besides just the usual crazed rhetoric that goes along with this sort of claim that I'm going to do this alone?
Yeah, well, David Chipman, remember, he's still employed at Gabby's little dream shop there, the Giffords anti-gun group. So he's got to make a living. And I can't believe this actually happened. Giffords put out a fundraising email last night, and it was written in Chipman's voice. He has some quotes in this fundraising email that are just unreal. I mean, you know, he hasn't really opened his mouth since the Senate and the entire country rejected him as ATF director. So we got it, and I put a little column together about it that some people have been reading. And some of his claims, man, I mean, they're just the guy's making stuff up. He says he joined the Giffords group originally because he was awed by the courage of Gabby Giffords. Quote, I was captured by Gabby's activism after surviving an assassination attempt and returning to work tirelessly as a force for change. He accuses the gun industry of fueling a cycle of violence. I mean, nobody, NSSF and NRA and the rest of the gun lobby, will stop at nothing to fuel the cycle of violence where gun manufacturers, absent fear of liability, profit as public safety erodes. I mean, Bill, you've been doing this for a while. Who the hell wants that?
Well, no. And this whole thing about Gabrielle Giffords and her courage, the way Kelly and everybody else out there in the gun control industry was trotting her out there, as soon as she could stand upright, yeah. That was borderline abuse.
Yeah.
I mean, and I don't know. I have a hard time making fun of her or coming down hard on her, except whenever they attribute things to her that she supposedly has said, because I don't know how well she can speak now. And I noticed that since her husband became a senator, we don't ever hear anything at all out of him. So he's a real effective guy. But, getting out there and looking at her and making her the model, and that's just a lie. Because that's not there.
And I totally agree with you. I've never said a bad word about her. But when I see when I saw what they did to her initially and what they continue to do, I don't think your term abusive is too much of a stretch at all. I mean, it kind of reminds me of what they're doing to Joe Biden right now.
Well, Joe Biden is a little more of a volunteer on this one. I mean, Joe's sitting down there, and when he's having his oatmeal and watching the Matlock marathon, he's out there saying, got 81 million votes, more than Barack. You know? He believes that. He believes that. He's that much into his own subterfuge. But, Joe's revealing his inner. I mean, when we had Obama, I thought that was quite the conniving kind of guy. He's slick. He was very well polished. He knew how to put it out there. He was quite likable. When you look at him, you just want to like him until you actually listen to what he's saying. Biden, on the other hand, I mean, Biden should just be dressed all in black. Never wear a white shirt. Just everything in black. Just let us know, hey, you're the bad guy. So you're the bad guy. Gotcha. So there you go. Thanks. Appreciate that, Joe. So, but Gabrielle Giffords and Chipman, and as you've been watching them, how effective is the Giffords Foundation at anything when it comes to gun control, besides getting out there and lobbying and doing all this other stuff?
Well, if they were really effective, I doubt they would have needed the $300,000+ taxpayer dollars that they took from the COVID relief funds, you know, the PPP money. So I don't know. We didn't take any of that. Giffords took a bunch. I know there are groups that didn't take any. None of Bloomberg's groups took any because they've got that billionaire to bankroll them. But Brady took a bunch, too. I don't think they're doing that well. I don't think you put Chipman out there on a fundraising email unless you're desperate because man has so much baggage.
Have you ever monitored, does the Brady campaign, the Giffords Foundation, the Every Town for Moms Demanding Attention, whatever they're called, do any of them ever get together and have their own like little version of the anti-shot show? And do they actually have members that are paying?
They don't have paying memberships. I mean, I'm sure they'll like to say, they'll tell you, oh, we've got, you know, a million moms will do this. No, I mean, they've got people that have signed up for their emails. I don't think they have any paid memberships. And I think the only time the three of them get together is when they sit in an anteroom in the White House and talk to Susan Rice or Barack Obama or whoever is actually calling the shots there for old Joe. They've been getting together with him and the White House officials regularly. But, yeah, this is not like the gun community. And that's one of the first things I had to understand. And it's something important for your listeners to get too. I mean, these people as much as they try and say and act like they've got millions of loyal followers, do they really? I mean, it costs money to join SAF or NRA or GOA or whatever you want to do it.
Yeah.
People do that out of interest.
How come I never see a Every Town for Gun Safety backpack that they give away with your paid membership?
Exactly. Where are their fundraising events? But they're just trying to raise cash. I don't think these are paid memberships. The thing that Shipman found, he was shilling for $3 donations. I'm not kidding. $3 to help out Gabby et al.
Do me a favor and tell everybody all the places they can find all things Williams.
Sure. You can go to The Gun Writer, that's thegunwriter.substack.com, or armedamericannews.org, or you can go to saf.org. It's all there.
Check that out. Well worth your time. He's writing, listen, he has the same kind of mental affliction that I have. He looks at the same things I look at. Well worth your time. We'll continue covering that when we get back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is accusing Republicans of pushing the United States toward an unnecessary, avoidable disaster. Schumer opening the Senate and saying lifting or extending the federal debt limit has traditionally been done with bipartisan support. R. Kelly is being found guilty of all the charges against him. Women's rights attorney Gloria Allred saying she's proud of her clients who testified against the R&B singer.
Justice has been done. Let that be a message to other celebrities who also use their fame to prey on their fans and others who are unfortunate enough to come into contact with them.
The guilty verdicts include racketeering, as he was accused of recruiting women and underage girls for sex. He'll be sentenced in early May. And you're listening to USA Radio News. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi set a vote for the $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill for Thursday. This comes as many progressives in Congress said they won't vote for the bipartisan deal until the social spending bill was complete. Pennsylvania Republican Senator Brian Fitzpatrick joins Fox News and describes Republican stance on this vote.
We want infrastructure, we want it done in a responsible way, but we do not want it linked in any way, shape, or form to reconciliation.
Fitzpatrick continues by saying he's bothered by the lack of collaboration.
This is a one-party solution that's being advanced. They're not taking any feedback in committee. They're not taking any feedback on the leadership level. That's not okay.
President Biden has received the Pfizer booster shot. He did so on camera, masked up during an event at the White House. Pfizer boosters were authorized last week, and the White House is making a big push to encourage Americans to get the shots. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Indeed, check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Now then, talking to the gun writer, and that is one Lee Williams. And on the gunwriter.substack website, you've got this article about Rick Scott and the Florida Pension Fund. And this sort of highlights something that I always say. I think it's great to be a member of the Second Amendment Foundation and the NRA and whatever else you want to join and all this other stuff. But that doesn't mean once you've done that, that you have put a proxy in place to where you don't need to still make phone calls and be active and do active things and pay attention to what's going on around you. This is a pretty good illustration of that, isn't it?
It's a pretty good story. I was pretty happy to the way it turned out.
Well, tell me about Mr. Scott. I expect anybody directing a public employee's retirement fund, I expect them to be fully on board with anything the unions might do. Scott, on the other hand, he's out there. He talks a pretty good game.
He does. And he was on track to be the best governor in Florida history in terms of gun rights. He signed more pro-gun bills in his first 4 years than most other governors have in two terms. But then, of course, came Parkland, and Scott
right.
signed the most sweeping gun control bill in the history of the state of Florida. But this weird tale started in 2018 when this guy named Ash Bell, C. goes by Ash Williams Jr. He is the financial, he's in charge, executive director and chief investment officer of the Florida State Board of Administration. He oversees the Florida retirement system and its $2 billion worth of assets. That is the state's public employee pension fund. Well, for reasons known only to Ash, and I asked him, I've sent emails, called, left messages with his staff, he's not talking. He helped originate and create and then sign Florida up to this anti-gun investing agreement, for lack of a better word, called Principles for a Responsible Civilian Firearms Industry. And basically what it is, it's woke investing, Bill. It's, you know, we're not going to invest any of our money into any kind of fund that has anything to do with firearms. And that's what he did. And this is Florida, Matt, where, as I wrote, that kind of thinking and that kind of action could end up being not very career enhancing. But the day before he actually signed Florida up for this, he sent a letter to Rick Scott, and I call that in the story a CYA letter, which all right. Your listeners know what that means.
Yep.
Just reminding then Governor Scott and other state officials that the next day he was going to sign Florida up for this. And these principles, man, to sum them up, these investor groups, they want smart guns, micro-stamping, manufacturer oversight of gun dealers, universal background checks, mandatory dealer training, recording and reporting, other metrics, and I could go on and on. So it's definitely anti-gun. So little time goes by, and then Marion Hammer finds out. She's, you know, Florida's powerful lobbyist for the NRA, in addition to being a former president and a current board member. And then word gets to Jimmy Patronis, and he is the hero in this story. He is Florida's chief financial officer, our CFO, and the cabinet member. And he looked at it, had his people look into it, and he issued, man, a scathing email that not only ordered Ash Williams to withdraw Florida from the agreement, but he ordered Ash to go out and actually invest in the firearms industry. Because that's, you know, think about it, man, if we would have invested state pension funds in 2018 in firms like Ruger and Colt and Glock,
yep.
What would have happened to that money? I mean, so it all came to a head. Williams divested, Ash divested Florida from this group on August 12th, and they're out of it. And then about a week later, he announced his retirement. And I say good riddance, man. If you don't realize this was wrong, he should be gone.
Well, I mean, anybody that manages a fund for retirement, he has a fiduciary duty to show a return. That's why people invest in it in the first place.
Exactly.
And he has that fiduciary duty to get a return. And getting out there and politicizing something like that, first of all, that's an F. Yeah. If you're going to get out there and politicize it and cost your investors money, well, you got to go for that one, unless, of course, you know, most of your investors are leftists. But, I mean, that's the other thing. I mean, if most of these, you know, as I see with the trends, I haven't ever done any surveys or anything, but it seems like the union membership a lot of times gets led down a lane. They don't necessarily want to go down that particular strip as far as what they endorse and don't endorse and who they vote for and all this other stuff, so...
But you hit the nail on the head when you said fiduciary duty. I mean, okay, this is a joke. I'm kidding when I say this, but if companies that Club Baby Seals were making money, you should have invested in them. Okay? Yeah. It's not about the politics of the fund, of the groups that you're investing in. It's about, are they capable of making money for your members? And the firearms industry clearly is.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure they're persona non gratis, but they definitely make money. And if were they trying to now was this an attempt to deny investment dollars to gun companies? Was this more of a virtue signal where they're not really doing any, were they invested in any gun companies at the time?
You know, I've got the FOIA requests out and calls out to the people that ran this group.
Yeah.
All of them are based, guess where, in California, especially in San Francisco.
Yeah.
And they have been ignoring my calls. I think it was a virtue signal, but I also think they encouraged divestment from the gun industry, which is stupid because you look at what they wanted. There's no way any firearms manufacturer is going to give them the time of day. It's crazy. And when I heard that Florida actually invested in it, and Rick Scott, when he was governor, knew about it and didn't stop it, that made the story somewhat interesting.
Well, I mean, I look at those things and I see those things, and whenever they get out there, I remember when I think it was. We don't have time to get into this. I'll ask you about this on the other side when we get there. We're coming up on the next break. For those of you interested in the kind of stuff that Mr. Williams does, because he does this all day, every day, because he has so many hats that he has to wear, well, he's going to tell you right now how to find him. How do they find you, sir?
Go to armedamericannews.com or thegunwriter.substack.com.
This particular article was one of the Second Amendment Foundation Investigative Journalism Project articles getting back there and going out and shedding some light that I'm sure Rick Scott probably wouldn't like to have coming out there, but that's fairly recent. And now he's in the Senate. He looks a lot like that guy that played Lurch, too. Anyway, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback, and they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis. DeSantis Holster today.
Check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. We're talking to Lee Williams, the gun writer, and I don't remember when this was. I want to say it happened during Newtown, but do you remember when Dick's Sporting Goods decided they were going to stop carrying those mean black rifles?
Yeah, absolutely. I think you're right on your timing, too.
And then there was another rampage shooting that occurred, and then he released another press release, and now we're going to stop carrying those dirty black rifles again at the rest of our stores, which I guess they own other stores and everything else. But I mean, who at that point was going to Dick's looking for a gun?
Nobody. Nobody. Nobody I know ever bought from Dick's. Let's just leave it right there.
So that when I see these people getting out there and saying some of this stuff, it's almost like they're committing fraud.
Yeah,
because they're doing this virtue signal, and at the same time, because we're such a superficial country now, like I can get out there and say, Me Too, Black Lives Matter, transgender is good. And I'm in like Flint. I mean, everybody just accepts me for who I am. No deep dive, no nothing looking to see. As long as I just say those words.
Well, and I think so much of this now is prompted by social media. And I know we're both on it, and I know you probably have the same thoughts toward your social media as I do. Sometimes it's a necessity. Most of the time it's a pain in the butt. But, you know, two or three words from the right people and you're done.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, everything is over. And what gets me, yeah, that happens. But what gets me more are these I call them social unrealists. They believe that Twitter and Facebook is the world, you know.
Yeah.
And that's, well, I mean, if it was legit, if it was real, why would a guy like David Hogg have 1.1 million followers on Twitter? I mean, this is, and yet so many people live on it. I'm on it. I try not to be, but sometimes it's a necessity. It's just fascinating to me how personal people will take somebody insulting them on Facebook or on Twitter or Instagram, and it's the end of the world to them. These people need to get lives because the social media is changing who we really are. I mean, you don't need social media. You have a vibrant radio show. You get your word out. You get your what you want to say out there without social media. But it's become a necessity.
One time at one of the SHOT shows, I was trying to pitch a company. I really wanted them, and I ended up getting them. But at the time, this was before the big social media purge of gun entities that was around 2018 or so. And I'm sitting there, and I'm having breakfast. Right beside me is Lou Ferrigno. He's having breakfast with Brownells. That was fun. And I'm sitting there, and they're telling me, well, you don't have any social media. And I'm looking at him going, well, I don't need any. I'm actually in the media. I mean, I'm in the traditional media, not social media. He said, and the guy looks at me and says, well, you know, most people that are in your position want to be bigger in social media instead of bigger where they're at, because where you're at right now is obsolete. And I was like, radio's been obsolete for decades. What are you talking about? Except it just nobody told anybody listens to radio.
Yeah.
So, you know, I fully understand what you're saying as far as but it isn't real. This it may, when you say it's going to change who we are, it's going to change who some people think they are.
Right.
Because,
right.
Well, I've got a relative, and I'm not going to say they're deluded or anything, but every time I see them, I hear about their followers. And then I go, I look at their social media footprint, and they're selling baby booties. They're not making a big old stomp out there. I mean, if anybody's following them, it's probably out of politeness, or maybe they're related to them. I don't know. And it's not real.
No.
It's just not real. But I mean, do you see a lot of that when you see all these guys getting out there going, well, today we've moved to say that we don't like AR-15s because, well, they're the devil. People that want them, they want to kill children. And, of course, they want to see the letter Q stricken from the English language. Whenever they make all these ridiculous things, none of them, most of the time, actually have any skin in that game, do they?
No. I have yet to meet a true firearms expert who developed while he was on social media. There's a lot of firearms experts on social media, but they were experts way before they got a Twitter account or a Facebook page. I think it's healthy to scan it every now and then, and I do a couple times a day to see what's being talked about. And if I can bring in one or two new readers, I feel pretty good about that because I want my stories to be widely read.
Yeah.
But, man, it is affecting people's lifestyle. Like you can't imagine. And I've limited my Twitter to, so I don't have to put up with the crap coming from the other side. Because it is constant crap.
While you're on there about the firearm experts that develop due to social media, I haven't, did Pincus sort of fade away?
He's still out there. He's still posting. I think he was involved in a recent, or maybe it's upcoming. There's some kind of event where I know he's one of the guest speakers. Wish him well. Hope it works out. Hope he enjoys himself and the people enjoy listening to him. Yeah, but Rob was social media created him.
But he squandered.
Yeah.
The perception. He squandered the perception with social media because he also decided to develop the Mensa mind, which is so much more advanced than mine, of course. You're a better man than me, too. I don't wish him well. I hope he fails at everything he goes out at. Loses
well,
it all.
All I got to say is he chose the other team over his homeboys. So
yeah,
whatever
did.
Happens
yeah,
to him
did.
Is karma. I mean, start getting in bed with the head of Brady. You better look in the mirror because something bad is going to happen, and you're the one responsible.
In 2020, they were going around, and they had a little girl passing out these little flyers, and I'm looking at it, and it's Rob Pincus and Dan Gross, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I want to interview these two. I can't wait for them to get here. When are they coming? And then, but because he was doing it under the auspice of his 2A what is it? Is 2A.org or whatever it is? At SHOT yeah. Show. They kicked him out of Radio Row altogether.
Oh.
And I looked at the guy coordinating that, and I was like, listen, man, I was going to sit down and say, hey, what are you guys selling? It's going to be a great, raucous interview. We could have been, you should have just let him come in here and gotten some popcorn. Maybe a six-pack, because it would have been very entertaining. Because there was a couple of people, Walters was over there. They wanted to get with him. They wanted to get with me. We were just sharpening our knives. Wait, come on,
yeah,
boys.
I don't know much about that group. Put it this way. I don't know anything about that group. I do know that when I evaluate a gun group, I look at what they do, what kind of projects they have, how many laws they were able to get signed, how many bad bills they were able to kill.
That's a very revealing. That's a revealing scan, too.
Yeah, how many lawsuits they filed, how many lawsuits they've won. I don't see that group doing a whole heck of a lot. I may be wrong, Bill.
No, you're probably dead on anyway. But I'm about to run out of time. Thank you very much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me. I always enjoy your show.
Yes, sir. That was my pleasure. Check out Lee at the gunrider.com or .substacks. Go look for him there. Just look Lee, search Lee Williams, the Gunrider. Between me and you, I'll be back here in about 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Of CZ USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.